Let's get to Ting Liu, Chief China Economist at Nomura International, who joins from Hong Kong. Ting Liu, thanks for being with us. What's your take on the steps that the government in China is taking to relax some of these COVID restrictions? Coming too late now? Should this pivot perhaps have come at a much earlier time?
Well, it's never too late. I think it's still very welcome because zero COVID is not sustainable. And I believe they will have to do this. Yes, maybe it's a little bit too late, but I think this is the right step.
Yeah, the policy wasn't sustainable, but the path out of it is going to be an interesting one to navigate indeed. What sort of bumps and challenges do you anticipate going ahead?
Yeah, well, I believe they now ending the zero COVID strategy, but they will have to get into a new stage. That's about flattening the curve. I believe we will see an inevitable surge of infections in China in the next couple of months, and they will have to be prepared for this. But first and foremost, of course, I believe they need to switch narratives. They need to tell people that most of those people infected won't have serious disease. It's not a pneumonia, so they won't swamp the hospitals, they squeeze all the resources. Then, of course, they also need to increase vaccination for those elders. That's the two most important steps for the government.
Now, I know your expertise is overall the economy, but if you could get in and look a little bit at the level of the healthcare system, is it sufficient to handle this right now? Have they fortified it in a way where they're better prepared?
Well, compared with city states like Singapore or some of the smaller economies like Hong Kong, definitely mainland China is not really so rich in those resources. But compared with Vietnam, compared with a bunch of the emerging markets like India, and actually I think China is better equipped. So, and also we need to recognize that Omicron is much less deadly than before. So I believe that China has all the resources to handle the infections of Omicron. And of course, we need to be prepared for rising infections and also perhaps maybe some of the rising death numbers.
Ting, we've talked about some of the challenges facing China's economy. I want to talk about policy support. We've already had a triple R cut. What other measures do you anticipate are coming?
Well, I expect them just to print more money just to support Chinese business, especially Chinese developers and some of China's local governments. China's property market has been in a big slump since a year ago, and many private developers are in big trouble. So I believe they will continue to support them after the pivot 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, one of the things that's been curious, though, when the PBOC has done this type of tweaking to the policy in the past, I mean, there's been little demand for money. They can't give it away in some cases. Do you think there's going to be greater appetite if the COVID trajectory or the relaxation of these policies remains kind of on the path that we seem to be witnessing right now, this unfolding of relaxation? Do you think it's going to necessarily mean people are going to demand more credit?
Well, eventually, yes, but not necessarily in the next couple of months. I believe that we will have to experience a period of surging infections and some disruptions of the manufacturing and the logistics before everything becoming better. So maybe in the next 3 or 4, even 5 months, China will have to experience a very difficult period.
So what's your growth outlook over the next few months?
Well, I have 2.4% year-over-year GDP growth forecast for Q4 this year. It's still below the consensus, but many economists are cutting their growth forecast from about 4% to below 3% just in the past couple of days. For the first two quarters next year, I just expect maybe somewhere around 1-3% growth year-over-year. And the sequential growth is likely to be negative. Why? Because, well, when China starts lifting those lockdowns and start some of those easy measures, and then we will experience a real surge of infections, maybe to hundreds of thousands, maybe even to 500,000 per day. So this will be a difficult time before, before the completion of the reopening. And after that, I expect a true recovery of the Chinese economy, maybe in the second half next year.
So
in the whole year next year, I expect,
Ahead. Well, I was just wondering, Ting, in the case where infections spike, if it goes on for a couple of months, I'm thinking about the supply chain problems that could unfold as a result of that. I mean, on the production side, the manufacturing side, could things get very messy? And if you're a producer or a consumer, let's say, of manufactured goods that have been produced in China, will you feel a lot of stress in the supply chain?
Well, I think the answer is yes. Now, hopefully, it's not really that serious. I think the most important job for the Chinese government just to switch the narrative, to tell Chinese people, especially those young workers, that, well, COVID, the Omicron is not really so serious. It's not a pneumonia. Otherwise, perhaps we will see more disruptions like what we experienced in Foxconn's Zhengzhou factory a couple of weeks ago, when many workers choose to leave the factory.
We've seen some support come for the beleaguered property sector, those 16 support measures, which, of course, we've discussed previously. But do you think that this is the end of it? Can we now draw a line under the troubles for the property sector, or can you anticipate more ahead?
Well, I think the worst time for property developers regarding funding or financing is over. But it takes more time for developers to recover, for China's new home sales to recover. Why? Because zero COVID, because of all this kind of lockdowns. As I said before, even though they start the reopening, but the reopening process could be quite slow and painful. We still have a lot of those lockdown measures there. A lot of regions in China still have very restrictive prevention measures. So we will have to see the end of that before we see a true recovery of the property markets.
All right, Ting Liu, we will have to leave it there. But thanks so much for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia. Ting Liu is Chief China Economist at Nomura International.